7 degrees. Behind the cold front is an upper-level trough of low pressure that will continue to create unstable conditions and lingering scattered showers. Saturday, it will be a mix of sun and cloud with a 20% chance of showers, daytime high of 19. Sunday, partly sunny with a 40% chance of showers, high of 18. Monday, a ridge of high pressure builds offshore, which will bring mostly sunny conditions and warm the temperature up to a daytime high of 21. Currently, it's 19 degrees and cloudy at YVR. That's your weather this weekend, brought to you by the Storm Club of UBC. For News 101, I'm Alice Wong.
That's our program. Today's newscast was brought to you entirely by volunteer efforts. If you'd like to share your comments, give us a hot news tip, or get involved with the show, contact us. Our phone number is 604-822-5334, or you can email news@citr.ca. Carrie Baptist produced this radio program. Join us next Friday at 5 p.m. for the next edition of News 101. For the entire news team here at CITR, I'm Megan Tercato. Thanks for listening. Coming up next is Hot Mess. This is CITR, 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
That ship out there will be smashed to bits. Use your emergency equipment.
It won't work. Nothing works. It's got to. It's no use. Everything seems to be stuck.
My life's worth a try anyway. Come on, fellas. You can make it.
Just listen to this. Spider-Man saves freighter. You can't tell me the captain couldn't have brought his ship in without the help of that publicity-seeking show-off, Spider-Man!
Don't get caught wasting power. Unplug cell phone, camera, and other battery chargers when charging is complete. Many electronic devices continue to use power even when you are not operating them. The amount of energy consumed by electronics in a year when they were not in use could power Whistler Blackcomb Resorts for 43 years. This Power Smart play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
It's really time to play.
One, two, one, two, the place to be.
It's really time to play.
Down.
Watch our wicked comments.
Everybody must get it on. You gotta move your body. Don't stop. Come on. Now hit the floor. Everybody must get it.
It's really time to play.
All the girls all over the world. Now, it's really time, time, time to for play. Now. Sound the party. Now, yes, man. We did the dance. All the girls. And you're not just this. It's a worldwide thing. You got to feel this, man.
You are about to experience a hot mess.
Who has the power? Who has the power? We do. Hot mess. Hot mess.
Power. Always. Holy always smokes. We have the power. That was really, that was one of Jay's picks.
Yeah. I decided that, well, we came in here. We came into the radio station and the music director, Luke, handed me an album hot off the press, he said.
Hot off the press.
This is a giant Parisian black man named Big Ali, who looks like he could swallow us all whole. And that was the track Hit the Floor, where he was sampling the band Snap.
Okay, what did he say, though? He said that if Andrew WK was a giant black Parisian man,
yes,
that's what he would sound like?
Probably.
Say what now?
I don't know.
So
he looks like he'd be fun to hang out with, though. But I'd love to meet. Like, what does he sound like? Does he like have a French accent? Like, because that would be pretty funny to see a big black guy be like, "Hello, monsieur, my name is Big Ali."
Sorry, Ed. What accent did you just do there?
Yeah.
What was that accent?
That was a good French accent. Quick, sorry.
It was French. It was not Quebecois.
Be Welsh.
All right. I don't know. What does a Welsh person sound like?
I don't know.
Kind of like a muddled English person, I think.
If anyone out there in Radio Land is listening and is Welsh, please call in, because we'd like to hear your accent. Because someone told me the other day, they're like, do a Welsh accent. And I wasn't really sure how to do a Welsh accent.
I don't know how to do a Welsh accent either.
You don't know how to do a French accent either.
Get out of here. I can do a French accent. I challenge you all to call us right now and tell me if my French accent was okay. Or instead of calling us, you can email us at theshow@hotmess.org. Or check us out at hotmess.org.
That's right.
We got all those things. And Twitter. Follow us on hotmess.org on Twitter.
Because we are Hot Mess. Welcome to the show.
We got a great show today. Friday.
What an exciting show we have. Yeah. Who's on it?
We have Liam from The Stills.
I know,
and
so
as
excited.
Well, TV on the Radio. He does some stuff with them, correct?
Two bands.
For the price of one. We're in the same. I saw that, Jay. We're in the same zone. I like it.
What else do we have going on in the show?
Well, I'm going to tell some fun stories. We got a little DJ. DJ Loco is in the house. He's going to spin some fine tunes for us.
DJ Loco is crazy.
Yeah, I think so.
And local.
Yes.
To these parts. Hey, Loco.
Loco.
Are you crazy?
L crazy.
He's L crazy.
He's L crazy. He just walked in, so.
You know what else is L crazy? The Major Lazer's coming to town Woo-hoo! Next week, and their new album is bananas. And so I want to just play.
Major Lazer's coming to town. LaRue's coming to town. Bat for Lashes is coming to town.
Fake Blood.
Girl Talk is coming to
AC
town.
AC Slater. Scream.
It kind of never ends in this city.
I'm trying to prep myself. I'm trying to prep my liver right now. I'm a little bit scared.
Cleanse it out.
Yeah, totally. Anyways, this is Keep Going Louder. It's the Diplo Mix right here on Hot Mess.
Set the room on fire, everyone's desire. All eyes on us, DJ, turn it up.
Major Lazer there for you.
Major.
Absolutely major.
I'm so stoked on this album. It's actually pretty incredible. So we're all very, very lucky.
We're lucky to have... My ears feel blessed.
Truth be told, I'm pretty stoked to check out the show.
I feel like I just dipped my head in holy water sideways.
Anytime I've ever...
Why sideways? Why not like straight on?
To get the ear, just the ear. without messing the hair.
Gotcha. Anytime I've ever been to a Diplo or Switch show... I've climbed a tree in an animal mask. I've squished.
This is before, during, or after?
It's hazy. I have.
Is there a chance that you may have just hallucinated this?
Nope. There's a picture of Diplo and Ariel and I with the Pope and a giant match in a tree.
But it's not the real Pope.
No, it's a picture of the Pope.
Oh.
And then there's another time that I wore a shark costume. It's always a good time.
Yeah.
So basically what I'm trying to say here
good is time.
You should go.
Check
anytime
out Diplo.
They're in town, always.
Blondron gives Diplo two thumbs up.
two shark fins up.
And so, a pump picture.
Yeah. Diplo Major Lazer in Vancouver. Check it. Check it out. The Commodore Ballroom. If you're not in Vancouver, find the date near you.
Yeah. So, all over the place.
Ed, you're holding a bunch of papers in your hand. That can only mean one thing.
I did a little fun research today, and I just made a list of some cool stuff that you can get now, tomorrow, later for the summer.
How cool is it, Ed?
Some of it's cool. Some of it
kind of whack.
Some of it's kind of whack.
Okay, fill us in.
Cool or whack first? Cool or whack first?
Do a cool and then a whack. And a
okay,
cool
I can do
whack.
That. All right. This one's kind of whack. It's USBs for all you bitches out there. There's no recession. Louis Vuitton is flying in the face of practicality because he's created a graphite USB key. The graphite USB key sells for $450 and it's 4 gigabytes. It comes on a fancy keychain. It's all pretty and it's got the Louis Vuitton logo on it. So it's a must have for all you fashion geeks out there. $450 for USB. Are you serious? Go to Best Buy, buy a plastic one and stick it in your pocket.
Yeah, and then put a cat sticker on the front.
You know what? The only people who would buy the Louis Vuitton, what is it? Key?
USB. It's like a USB key. Port thing, yeah.
The only people who would buy that, their purses are too small and already have a little dog in it, so they probably won't be able to fit it inside.
What do they,
right?
What do they need a USB for?
I don't think people who have dogs in their purses even know what a USB key is.
And there's the rub.
Alrighty. Here's one for you, Samantha.
Wait a minute. Was that whack or cool?
That was whack.
Okay. Yeah. I was just checking.
Yeah. We were just checking
one,
if you were
this
whack
one,
or cool.
I'm not sure where it lies because I think it's kind of cool and yet kind of whack at the same time because it could be cool at the beginning and then at the end. Anyway, it's a beer-filled bra.
Wait. I shouldn't have told everybody about this because I came up with this idea a long time ago. I made a vodka bra.
Here it goes.
I did this.
For all you hardcore drinkers of the female persuasion, I guess male too if you really want to wear a bra, I present to you, it's called the Wine Rack. It's from thebeerbelly.com. It's a bra that holds liquid to boost your breast size and hide your pre-noon buzz sauce.
Does it have a straw that comes up? Because that was my idea.
Yeah, it's like a little thing. And they don't advise you to wear it on the first date because it might, like...
I am so pissed. You know what I did one time? God, I can't believe I'm telling you guys this. I used to Ziploc baggies and then with vodka in them. I haven't done that. But I had an idea.
Yeah, right.
Just do that.
Okay, here's another coolish one. It's called Powered for the Beach. It's a beach bag essentially, and it's a tote, and it's got a solar panel on the side of it, and it's got a plug-in thing, so you can plug in absolutely everything you have. So when you go to the beach, you're like, oh, I want to charge my iPod, my cell phone, whatever. I'm gonna go for a swim. You just lay your bag out on its side, and there's like a little power bar in the middle, and you plug everything in, and it charges all your stuff while you're at the beach.
That's
right,
handy.
And then when you come back from your swim and it's gone, you go buy another one.
Listen, Debbie Downtown.
Well, come on. Who's going to leave all their electronics next to their towel plugged in while they go for a little dip?
I've done it before. I'm very trusting of society.
Who goes... Okay, honestly, though, like, have you seen a girl in the last 10 years in Vancouver at the beach not have perfect hair? Those girls don't go swimming. People don't go swimming anymore.
No,
they just
it's
go
true.
To be seen.
They just go and lay in tan.
Hold on. You can take your Louis Vuitton USB port, stick it into your computer, your solar panel thing at the beach.
And charge your computer at the beach, yeah.
And go about your day.
Yeah, and you're helping the environment because you're not using electricity from an unhealthy source. The sunshine, it doesn't pollute.
All right.
That's nice.
Speaking of the
that.
Beach.
The beach.
I got one for you.
What?
Let's talk about body hair art.
Let's.
Hairy body art sounds a little scary for some people, especially when you talk about the chest and back hair. But it's quite popular right now. There's actually an art gallery in New York City that features people who have treated their bodies as temporary canvases and shaved or waxed images into their hair to create all sorts of designs and patterns. Anywhere from chest hair initials to the jersey on the back, like a jersey number on the back of their back in their chest hair. And they say it's a great way, and it's cheap, and you can express yourself without getting the permanence of a tattoo. How fun is that?
Was one of them Robin Williams?
No, there wasn't, but the guy was as hairy as Robin.
I'm not going to explain to you why I've seen Robin Williams naked, but let's just say that it looks like somebody glued a human head onto the body of a bonobo monkey.
Wow. Good old, but he's funny, though.
He is really funny.
Kind of makes up for it. Okay, in Japan... Yes. Summers are hot. It's hot here. We might be able to use this. It's so humid there.
No, it's so,
this is literally crazy. A penguin suit. Staying cool during the heat waves, especially in Japan or anywhere else, is really crappy if you have to wear a suit all day long. Well, Japan has created this new thing for your summer woes. The new suit comes with pockets near the armpits where you can insert frozen gel packs that help you keep cool throughout the day. The new suit is only available in Japan, and it costs $500, which is pretty cheap for a suit.
So wait a second. It's like a nice suit?
Yeah, nice. Like, I'm going to work, wearing my tie. And it's got
little... I can duct tape some ice packs onto you bitches if you need it. And I'll only charge you $200.
Oh.
You've got a very entrepreneurial spirit. But
and then
Sam,
it'll keep your vodka bra cold.
See, that's a thing. Though.
Why don't you just freeze the... Oh, no, that would look bad.
You have all these ideas, but where's the action?
Have you ever tried to freeze vodka?
Yeah, it gets slushy.
It doesn't freeze.
It gets like that slushiness.
You have all these ideas and no action.
I am actioning. There's plenty of action.
Speaking of action.
I think we need to go to the patent office,
Speaking of action. True. Do you know that Viagra is ice cream now?
Viagra has an ice cream?
Straight up. Viagra ice cream. It's Viagra flavored ice cream. Or is it Viagra infused? Or is it just like, seriously, it's called Viagra ice cream. I don't know the answer to those questions.
Okay, but wait, it's there's Viagra Ed Hardy wine and Viagra ice cream?
The ice cream in these pictures, there's pictures that I'm going to post on the blog later. They come from Japan and in Hungary. And it's Viagra ice cream straight up. Like, what if the little kid's like, I want the blue one. Awkward.
I'm so confused.
Why would...
It says on the, like... It was like an ice cream store.
I don't doubt
it. It said Viagra ice cream.
What kind of parent are you that you're taking your kid to a Viagra ice cream shop?
I don't have children, so I'm not a very good parent.
That's, you know what? I'm never letting you babysit any of my illegitimate kids ever again.
All right, here's my last and favorite thing, and I think this is pretty freaking awesome.
What is
it? It's a vending machine, okay? Everybody likes vending machines. You're a little hungry. You want a little snack. You know, if you're in Japan, you can get a beer.
Or underwear.
In Germany... TG Gold Supermark, they recently announced they're going to supply golden vending machines in the form of gold bars. They're going to be in 500 locations throughout Germany, including airports and train stations.
Okay,
The gold bar. Like, you know when you see in the cartoons, they have, I'm going to give you
so
some...
So you can buy gold bars in a vending machine.
From a vending machine, yeah.
So that's like an impulse buy.
Yeah.
So that's like...
But here, it's not just an impulse buy, because you're really impulsing, because it's actually going to cost 30% more than what, like... the market value of gold would be on the day. They've actually got a prototype of this vending machine in the Frankfurt International Airport right now.
But do you think that there is like a market for this? Like, I want to be at the meeting where they're like, I got it. I got it.
You can buy.
This economic downturn, I've fixed it.
What they don't tell you is that they're actually filled with chocolate.
No, yeah. No. Straight up, you can buy a 1 gram gold wafer, which I don't know what that is, a 10 gram bar of gold, or a 10 gram gold chain.
You know what that's meant for? Is for people who don't understand currency, and then they're in the airport and they're like, 10,000 francs, that's like a dollar.
I would like to be in a store with you with a pile of gold bars that you bought from the gold vending machine.
I
want a Starbucks.
I would do that.
Here's, how do I give them half a gold bar?
I don't know. But
that's what the wafers are for.
Well, I want all of those things.
I'm going to put these all up on our blog. I think they're kind of funky.
I want all of those items.
I left a couple off, but, you know, whatever.
What, any good ones that you left off?
No, they're just weird. I think it's time for music, don't you guys?
Yeah, I really, really do. I've got so much good music right now.
I'll pay you 2 gold bars if you play some tracks.
Okay.
Stick around, because Liam's coming up, and DJ Loco right here. Hot mess. What do we got?
be king. You will be queen. Nothing will drive them away. We can be there just for one day. We can be heroes just for.
Love, that you love.
Sweet Small Orphan Annie. Amazing track.
Wasn't that incredible?
That was Heroes by David Bowie, as reimagined by one of, I think, everybody's favorite bands.
Yeah.
TV on the Radio. And when I say everybody's favorite bands, I mean everybody.
Everybody.
Because when they played here in Vancouver, basically the whole city came out and it was just a giant party in the woods.
It
I really
amazing.
Enjoyed Cookie Mountain, Return to Cookie Mountain. That
it's
was
all
great.
Good.
It's a great album.
Now, as if it wasn't enough that we just played you some TV on the Radio, we have a very special guest online with us right now who's actually a member of said band. Hello.
Liam?
Hello.
Hello, Liam?
Yes, hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Liam, how you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you?
On the line right now, we have Mr. Liam O'Neill, member of TV on the Radio. As if that wasn't enough, he's also the member of a good Canadian band, The Stills. Sir, where do you find the time?
It's pretty easy, you know? When all you have to do is play concerts and maybe spend an hour or two in a recording studio, there's plenty of time to get out and about.
You're out and about right now. Where are you?
I'm in an alley behind a beer market in Toronto.
Classic. What are you doing in Toronto?
Well, it's North by Northeast this week, as well as Edgefest, which is tomorrow afternoon.
And the Much Music Video Awards.
Yes, that's on Sunday.
What a hectic and exhausting and potentially deadly week.
Yeah, well, I can't say that I'm not hungover right now, but remedying that with several beers is definitely helpful.
All right, let's talk about the music here for a minute, because you obviously do... You have a lot of fun playing in both bands, but I mean, the dynamics, the bands themselves, obviously very different. So what's it like playing in TV on the Radio versus playing in The Stills?
Well, The Stills is kind of my band. It's the band that, like, me and three friends, you know, started quite a while ago, and, you know, have a drummer, and we work on tunes together and we write tunes together. Whereas in TV on the Radio, I'm just kind of, I'm a guy that sometimes plays the shows. There's, like, two different saxophonists in that band, so when the one guy that lives in New York with all the guys in the band is unavailable, I'm the guy that they call. So that's kind of the main difference.
As a part-time sax player, would you agree when I say that there's not enough sax in music today?
Well, that's kind of one of the things that we kind of have to address as saxophonists in the world, is to try to make there be more saxophone in popular music, whether that be like popular music that's on the radio or just popular music that kids are listening to in their iPods while they ride their one-speed bicycle down the street.
If you ever moved out here to Vancouver and lived in Kitsilano, you could potentially, and I'm just throwing this out there, you could potentially make your own solo album and call it Sax on the Beach.
I could also move to Mexico, where the beaches are year-round and
a lot better.
Call it Sax on the Beach down
no,
there.
No, move,
but, you know,
move here.
Your comment just trumped mine.
Yeah.
Now, recently, the Stills were awarded a Juno Award.
We were.
Canada's highest music honor.
Yes, well, we were actually awarded two Juno Awards.
One of which was for Best New Band.
One of which was for Best New Group. And, I mean, that, you know, in defense of the Junos themselves, because, you know, we all took a little bit of offense for being nominated for that, but, you know, you don't turn down any kind of opportunity for recognition, you know?
Absolutely.
But in their defense, this is our first album that ever came out on a Canadian label. The other two albums before came out on U.S. labels and were licensed to Canada, and so we weren't even allowed to be nominated for Junos.
Ah, I see. So you were the ones holding out. It wasn't...
So, you know, it's kind of our fault. We screwed up by signing to being Canadian band signed to a U.S. label, but, you know, it was a good while it lasted, and now we're happy to be back up here, and, you know,
this
is our first Canadian record, and we're Best New Band. That's so pretty good, I'd
Yeah,
think.
You can't... I think you've pretty much topped it all.
The album you're speaking of course, is Oceans Will Rise, correct?
Yes,
and
correct.
Let's talk about that album, because the reception for it has been amazing. So, I mean, you win these awards for the Junos, you know, you're I guess technically three records in. How does it feel as a band? Do you guys feel like you're sort of really hitting your stride now, or
I mean, I think that we've always kind of felt like we were hitting our stride, and our stride keeps changing, and we keep making different records, and that's not going to change. We're going to keep making different records. You know, we're getting to work on one now that, you know, hopefully will come out early next year that'll be, you know, as different as they've all been. But, you know, I think when we saw our friends and our, you know, our fellow compatriots like Broken Social Scene and Feist and Arcade Fire all win like Junos for Alternative Album of the Year, we were all like, man, this is such a good company to keep, and these are actually our friends, and wouldn't it be nice if, you know, one day we put out a record that gets recognized for the same kind of thing? And so that's really nice. That's kind of a stride that we didn't expect and we hoped for, but, you know, we're really happy that it, you know, came to be.
Very,
this record.
That's very cool. Okay, we've got listeners all over the States and in Australia and stuff like that. So explain to them what it's like to be in Toronto for this week when you've got so much going on. You mentioned North by Northeast and the Much Music Video Awards. I mean, the energy there just must be electric.
Well, you know, the last couple nights have been very intense because it's been the 2 nights of showcase for our record label, which is Arts and Crafts here. And so, you know, there was Broken Social Scene 2 nights ago, and then we played last night. And so it's been very hectic, but today was a lovely day. We woke up with absolutely nothing to do.
Over.
So all these hootenannies and shenanigans are happening all around the city right now, and because we're not actually roped into any of them, we're all
just
kind
enjoy.
Of like laying low as much as possible, you know?
Right.
And I happily went to see The Hangover today, brutally hungover, and it was such a, you know, welcome, you know, breath from all the craziness. Because tomorrow, you know, it all ramps back up again. We're going up to play this Edge Fest, which is with Chaos and Metric and Billy Talent, and it's going to be a whole other day of craziness. And then obviously there's the MMVAs, which is going to be utter madness.
More craziness. It just never stops. It was funny. We had it was great having the Junos in town because, of course, we get all of our favorite people in Vancouver, which just doesn't happen often enough. I just wanted to comment how hilarious it was that you guys found out about you getting the Juno the night before the Junos and how everybody looked the day at the Junos on the red carpet. Because I do remember celebrating pre-Juno, which seems wrong.
Well, you know, that's the weird thing about an awards show where they give out 40 awards and only 7 of them are televised. It means that they need to find a time to actually give out all those awards. You're not just going to be like, and in other news, here's your 2 Junos that you won. You know, there was no event for them. So
yeah,
you obviously can't do it the same day, so it is the night before.
So it's
Chad Kruger needs his time.
He is an interesting man.
It's kind of like a birthday, though, right? You don't just celebrate the day, you celebrate the week.
Yeah, it's a week, you know, and then there's the day that there's the news, and then so you have to celebrate with your family because they read the newspapers, and then there's the day that the actual awards show up in the mail, and then you have to relive the whole experience. And I'm happy to say that as soon as they showed up, I gave both our Junos, my Junos, I should say, to my parents because I don't actually have a mantelpiece anywhere nice to put them.
What a good son you are.
And they weren't sure that was a good idea way back then, so
you proved,
you know, I don't have a diploma to display. I have.
You have something a little bit better.
But now
just
you,
a smidgen.
But Liam, now you can teach at the School of Rock.
That's true. And
wonderful.
Get paid in beer tickets.
One last question for you. If your two bands, if the Stills and TV on the Radio were to go head to head in a game of Battle Bots, who would win?
My money would be on TV on the Radio.
How come?
Jaleel has really big arms. I was freaked out.
Well, they're tough dudes from the States, you know, and we're all Canadians, so.
I don't know, but us hipsters can play dirty.
Maybe like trying to make the other one laugh harder or maybe have more beers, but.
Or a better beard?
No, more beards. Or maybe
more
a wood chopping contest, right?
Exactly. Which, you know, I'm pretty confident that we could outdrink them. Like, the Stills would definitely outdrink TV on the Radio, but I don't know about any other possible showdowns.
Well, you've got something there.
I wouldn't wager much money on that.
Thank you so much, Liam. Thank you very
much for
calling in. What a cool guy. And guess what? We're going to listen. We listened to one of his bands before the interview. We're going to listen to another one right now.
Get out.
Here's the Stills on Hot Mess. Chuck it.
awesome. That was some stills there for you. I was so nice to talk to Liam. I haven't talked to him for a little bit.
He is a gentleman.
He is.
Possibly, well, he's a scholar of rock. We know that much.
He has a great beard.
Does he?
He has a beautiful beard.
Beard? I always... I think,
do you have beard lust?
I do have beard lust.
You can't grow a beard, can you?
I can't, no. I've tried.
As a former bearded man, I have to say, though, that the maintenance...
In a carnival?
No, in just... Well, yes. Yes, I was
the bearded lady. In a carnival.
For a time, I was the bearded lady.
No, I never
said lady.
I said man.
There was this whole operation. Ed, I didn't want to get into this live radio, but... Anyways, beard maintenance is a hell of a thing.
My dad has always had a great beard. One time he didn't have a beard and he came to pick me up from school.
Freaked
and I
the hell
walked
out of you?
Right past him. And then he like came up to me and I looked into his eyes for like a couple of minutes, apparently.
Yeah.
And like, because I wouldn't go over to him, but he was like standing on the other side of my teacher's desk. And I was just staring at him.
How old were you at this point?
Five or six? Five? Five?
Okay,
it's weird if you've always seen
somebody with
right.
your
yeah,
dad with
for
a
sure.
beard and a bottle in his hand. No,
you know.
Speaking of bottles,
and how about this? Speaking of beards, guess who else has a beard? DJ El DJ Loco.
El DJ Loco.
You have a beard.
It's a beard in training, left over from the playoffs.
So, as a guy, oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm still holding on. That is
next year.
Let it go, dude.
I'm letting it go.
Can I just say that you have a cheered?
A cheered?
It's a chinned beard.
A chiseled beard?
A chiseled beard. Because it's not a chin strap at all.
No.
And it's not a woolly.
And it's not a beard. No. So, it's a cheered.
But as a bearded man, would you agree that beard maintenance is
high?
It's a thing that you have to do, right? You have to add
just another thing we have to shave nowadays.
Add an extra 20 minutes to your day sometimes.
Yeah. I got 3 razors at home, all for different parts of my body. I don't know why.
That's impressive.
The things you learn about our special guests on this show.
It's all over though. I want to go back. I think everybody should go back to 70s.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Bushes. Yeah.
Free bush.
Yeah.
I agree.
Especially because the cleanup afterwards. Oh. You know what I mean?
What is that quote? It looks like, when he takes a poop in the toilet and he's like, it looks like I took a poo on some teddy bears or something like that. What movie is that from?
What the hell?
Knocked Up, when he's like, comes in, he's like, quit trimming your pubes in the toilet and not flushing. It looks like you left some teddy bears in there.
Ah, heck.
There's a lot of great movie moments of public trimming.
Yeah.
If you look at American Pie.
Oh, yeah.
Was it 2? Where he had to put them out and they sucked in the invent and everybody got covered in it. It's not something you'd see. It just takes too much time and it's just messy.
This conversation took a turn for the worse about 5 minutes ago, but we're not here to talk about personal hygiene and maintenance.
And
we're here to talk
as much as we're here to talk about your mute.
Well, it's a good segue, maybe. I don't know.
Why, do you have a song called Teddy Bears?
No, not yet.
And now, by El DJ Loco, the Teddy Bears Picnic Remix.
Well, it's about
time. Well,
Teddy
Bears in Stockholm are a good band.
They are a good band.
Yeah. And there's the Head, Knees, and Toes Remix by some dancehall reggae artist, and it's pretty good. My little baby likes it a lot.
Yeah?
It's a dancehall version of the old favorite your mom used to sing to you. So.
Oh, I like that.
I think it's time for the Teddy Bear Picnic Remix.
Maybe it is. Maybe it's got to be you. Maybe it's on you. The onus is on you now.
Don't hold it. Hold me to it, though.
I'm holding you to it.
Let's hear some beats. Some loco beats.
Should I get over there?
Yeah.
I
think
you should. What, you got anything going on in the city, or where can we check you out?
There's a few things kicking around. One thing is check out the new original Sin Mondays at Tonic. They're pretty cool. I'll be playing there on and off with a lot of my buddies from Synergy are playing there. Grand opening's on the 27th, so I'll be there, and that'll be a good party. I got some other things kicking around. Nothing 100% I want to say now, just in case, but we got some things.
So where do we go? We go to LDJ Loco on Facebook, and then you'll become
and
your
they'll be and all on there.
Make sure you put the L in front.
E-L, not L. Like
yeah, like E-L.
Yeah.
Like
L Taco or
yeah.
something.
The
to all my fans
DJ
from
Crazy.
Down south, you know.
Yes.
I got a lot of them down there.
The Mexicanos?
Yeah, they're good guys. They're good guys.
Hola.
And girls. Señoritas.
Señoritas.
Oui.
Are you really as crazy as they say you are?
I can be. I'm trying to do as much as I can in your studio without getting too naked. So,
trying
to keep it semi-clean. Well, you know, it's that kind of party. We could do it.
It's always that kind of
DJ
party.
DJ Loco and I have shared a bed at one point in time.
All right, okay. Here we go.
You need Matt on the line for that one.
Yeah,
oh,
you do.
Oh, God. And Matt's involved before this goes any further.
I have photos we could really post on your blog. I think
we should
really
post
great.
Those photos, yes.
It's what? From an old Wake Fest.
Without further ado, here's a little musical interlude.
Ed had to change the topic.
Yeah. DJ Loco.
Ed is red as Heine.
That was just spanked.
All right, you ready, brother?
Possibly by LDJ.
Here's some music. LDJ Loco, Hot Mess.
Around, treat the hood like Mike Duck Douglas and I'm falling down. Ticket seating, coach, I'm first class from the BB Froach. You MCs too old, hold. That's when I come in, feel like I'm praying and bring the plan back to life like soul. I'm ghetto, I'm a hoomty, got suicide dose. We Ray Modo, like my dynamite, my dynamite, my Backstroke no guards around. Treat the hood like Mike Duck Douglas when I'm falling down. Can you stop
the homie, nope. 911, why clef, I'm dope. Dope, lum, 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 like X and no. Scientists wanna inspect the throat. Like my tongue is of the boat, and my upper teeth in that the coat. Backstroke, no guards around. Treat the hood like Mike Duck, let's fall down. Dynamite, my 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 brother, what they got, you wonder, how's it been, I wonder, can't you dream just like me, they brush me off and bite me, wanna make some money then hype me, get all pumped and slight me, burn and breeze and fight me, now these girls they like me, never give no nerd no pussy, go straight to the head like books me, I take it all like Crooksy, wait a second, that's homegirl calling me, hey girl, I've been waiting all day for you to
DJ Loco.
Loving it.
Helping you get your party started this fine Friday.
Get your crazy on.
In the city.
I was basically thinking about staying in, but not anymore.
Of course not.
No way. So
that's what we do here. We turn your mind from couch surfing to body crowd surfing.
Crowd surfing.
I feel like my seat was just doused in lighter fluid and someone lit a match. And now I can't help but get up off it.
LDJ Loco is the one.
LDJ Loco is making me shape LJ Brown Rumpo. Which that I don't know. I don't, because I'm still taking, I'm still only in like grade 3 Spanish, so I'm not sure if that's the proper pronunciation.
I give you an A+ on that one.
Thank you very much.
I think so.
And we're going to have more El DJ Loco to come.
Do you hang glide to work?
Ever commute on a solar-powered unicycle? Get your method of sustainable transportation on video by June 21st, and you could win a fully recycled laptop. Inspired by this year's commuter challenge, What Moves You is a video contest put together by Sustainability Television and BEST to encourage commuters to take sustainable transportation to work. Deadline for entry is June 21st. Submit your video before June 9th for a chance at a second prize. Go to www.sustainabilitytelevision.com for contest rules and video submissions. Submit your video today.
This Saturday, grab your toga and a pair of sandals. June is Greek Heritage Month, and the Hellenic Canadian Congress of BC invites you to dress like Zeus and celebrate the finale, Greek Day, a one-day street festival taking place on Broadway, sponsored by Crino's Foods. The annual event attracts thousands of attendees, many in costume and all having a great time. Visit www.greekday.com for a full schedule of events and let Greek heritage be your discovery on June 21st.
I like spending time with hot people. That's why I listen to Hot Mess. It's the best place to listen to exciting locals. And you can listen every Friday from 6 to 7:30 free. You don't have to go out to have a good time. Just turn on your radio, pick up your phone, and call Hot Mess at 604-822-CITR. Don't spend your Friday nights alone. Dial your radio to 101.9 CITR Vancouver or hook up online to CITR.ca. Hot Mess is always available 24/7 at hotmess.org. Remember, it's always hot and it's always free.
Hot Mess is not condoning the mutilation of kittens' genitalia or kitten genitalia. Nor do we accept responsibility if a leprechaun chops up your foot and tries to sell it on eBay or if he and or she tries to make love to it.
Gotta get that. 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 Get. Gotta get that. Gotta get that. Gotta get that. Get. Gotta get that boom boom boom. Gotta get that boom boom boom. Gotta get that boom boom boom. Gotta get that boom. That boom boom boom. That boom boom boom. Boom boom boom.
I like that boom boom pow. Them chickens jacking my style. They try to copy my swagger. I'm on that next shit now. I'm so 2008. You so 2008. I got that boom boom boom. That future boom boom boom.
I'm on it.
girlfriend, back it up like a 30-wheel truck. Girlfriend, back it up like a Peterbilt truck. Girlfriend, back it up like a sanitation truck. Girlfriend, back it up like a Tonka toy truck. Girlfriend, back it up like a 30-wheel truck. Girlfriend, back it up like a Peterbilt truck. Girlfriend, back it up. If you wanna get down,
what?
Put your hands in the air. Will I am, drop the beat now. Boom, boom, pow, them chickens jogging my style. They try to copy my swagger. I'm on that next shit now. I'm sold 3008, you sold 2000 and late. I got that boom, 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 that future boom, boom, boom. Let me get in that.
Just wild out now. My name is Fat Man Scoop. I make the club turn upside down. I get them hands in the air. Make you breathe like you climb upstairs. I make the club go bananas.
Had a DJ Smokey, DJ Franklin.
Put your hands up high like two buildings in the sky. Put your hands up high like two buildings in the sky. Put your hands up high like two buildings in the sky. Put your hands up high, 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 high.
Gotta get that boom, boom, that boom, boom, that boom, 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 boom.
On my neck, got Patron in my cup.
Yeah!
If you want it, come and get it, shawty. I don't give a fuck.
What?
See, it's Friday night, and I just got paid.
Uh-huh.
I done had a hard week, now it's time to celebrate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shawty, DJ playing my shit.
Hey!
Club music shit.
Hey!
Girls wanna freaking back it all up on my dick.
Uh-huh.
See, it's on tonight, trying to leave with something right. I'm a grown ass man, so shawty, you can spend the night. Cause I'm the shit. I'm fresh up in this bitch.
Uh-huh.
I freak your girl, never keep your girls, and I give you back your bitch. Was that your girlfriend?
What?
She with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
We fucked around and went Minaj.
Ooh.
Now ain't my girlfriend.
Yeah.
I'm sipping rosé out the bottle in the middle of the floor. And my swagger standing out like I just won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The two baddest bitches in the club still rolling with me.
I got the money in the ring and the
I'm the shit. I'm in this bitch.
Yeah,
I'm the shit.
I'm the shit.
I'm in this bitch.
Yeah,
I'm the shit.
I'm
the shit. Yeah, I'm the shit.
I'm
in this bitch. Yeah,
I'm
the shit.
I'm
in this bitch. Yeah,
I'm the shit.
I'm the shit.
I'm
in this bitch.
Cause
I'm the shit.
shit. I'm in this bitch. Yeah, I'm the shit. I'm in this bitch.
Hey, hey,
I'm the shit.
Always fresh like my Jabos. Now chicken is follow, clutch and throttle. Busted feet like broken bottles. Hey girl, get your shit right. Clear on the toes, better off white. Just $10, matching colors. Get your boogie on, flex and holler. Free beers, end of the evening. Look so tight, toes out gleaming. Take a tip from the kid, best to know. Can't keep my shit gloss out next to blow. Budget lady, shopaholic. Sit with a big flash and wallet. Neat online, lasers, comments, toes and nails. Better get up on it.
Wait a minute, hold up, Mr. Pioneer, bless my shit. Wait a minute, hold up, Mr. Pioneer, bless my shit. Wait a minute, hold up, Mr. Pioneer, bless my shit. Wait a minute, hold up, Mr. Pioneer, bless my shit. Wait a minute, wait a minute, hold up, Mr. Pioneer, bless my shit. Wait a minute, hold up, Mr. Pioneer, bless my shit. Bless my shit, bless my shit, bless my shit.
We'll be right back.
El DJ Loco.
Hotmess.org.
You know what's weird?
Holla.
Sam, that track that he was just playing.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, it was so weird because you and I both have our toes done up with the fingernails matching.
We do. You went to a spa last weekend, and I have my toes done up with my fingernails matching too.
Well,
it's like
that's
bubble gum.
That is too much.
All
that's
of
the height
lucky
of too much.
Listeners muchery. Can see them right now. They're
Pardon?
Pretty. Take a photo and put them up.
Maybe I will.
Maybe you should. Well, that brings us to the conclusion of another exciting and thrilling episode of Hot Mess, the radio podcast sex show.
Get yes. more delicious bits of goodness on www.hotmess.org.
Yes, you can.
Yay.
Have a great
weekend.
Day, weekend, whatever yes. you got.
Have and, a great life.
And here it is, El DJ Loco.
Cubby sweater and Reebok pumps.
I wear
blue Cubby sweater and Reebok pumps.
I wear
blue Cubby sweater and Reebok pumps. Cause I still don't know how to inflate my dunks.
Bum, bum, bum.
Watch out!
Bum, bum, bum.
Watch out!
Bum, bum, bum.
Watch out!
Cause I am coming through.
Bum, bum, bum.
Watch out!
Bum, bum, bum.
Watch out!
Bum, bum, bum.
Watch out!
Cause I am coming.
Lady, sweat my sweater. Cause the elbow's leather. And it's pink and green and orange and brown and blue. It makes my freshness fresher. And my breath smell better. And I hope that you like it too. I look fresh. I look fly. And all the ladies love me. Know why? Cause of my
blue coffee sweater.
We'll be right back. pumps.
I wear
Bill Cosby sweater and Reebok pumps.
I wear
Bill Cosby sweater and Reebok pumps. Cause I still don't know how to inflate my dunks.
Bum, bum, bum.
Watch out!
Bum, bum, bum.
Watch out!
Bum, bum, bum.
Watch out!
Cause I am coming through.
Bum, bum, bum.
Watch out!
Bum, bum, bum.
Watch out!
Bum, bum, bum.
Watch out! Cause I am coming through.
Lady, sweat my sweater. Cause the elbow's leather. And it's pink and green and orange and brown and blue. It makes my freshness fresher and my breath smell better. And I hope that you like it too. I look fresh, I look fly, and all the ladies love me, know why? Cause of my
Bill Cosby sweater and Reebok pumps.
I wear
Bill Cosby sweater and Reebok pumps.
I wear
Bill Cosby sweater and Reebok pumps. Cause I still don't know how to inflate my dunks.
Bum, bum.
Watch out!
Bum, bum, bum.
Watch out!
Bum, bum, bum.
Watch out!
Cause I am coming through.
Bum, bum, bum.
Watch out!
Bum, bum, bum.
Watch out!
Bum, bum, bum.
Watch out!
Cause I am coming through.
I look fresh, I look fly, and all the ladies love me, know why? Cause of my
Bill Cosby sweater and Reebok pumps.
I wear
Bill Cosby sweater and Reebok pumps.
I wear
Bill Cosby sweater and Reebok pumps. Cause I still don't know how to inflate my dunks.
Bum, bum, bum.
Watch out!
Bum, bum, bum.
Watch, watch out!
Bum, bum, bum.
Watch out!
Cause I am coming through.
Bum, bum, bum.
Watch out.
Bum, bum, bum.
Watch, watch out.
Bum, bum, bum.
Watch out.
Cause I am coming through.
Move that.
Bill Cosby sweater and
Reebok
pumps.
Shake that.
Bill Cosby sweater and Reebok pumps.
Shake that.
Bill Cosby sweater and Reebok pumps. Shake that. Cause I still don't know how to inflate my
dunk. Move that.
Party rocking, we came to lose control.
Shake that.
Can you keep the party people dancing?
It's B-L-M-A-O.
Well, I'm red blue and I'm sky blue, and we brought some friends along.
Shake
your
that.
Boss gave a Rudolph a pitbull. They gon' help you sing this song.
I love you who you are. I ain't gon' try to change it. You are a shooting star. That's why you are my favorite. I love you who you are. I ain't gon' try to change it. You are a shooting star. That's why you are my favorite. I love you who you are. I ain't gon' try to change it. You are a shooting star. That's why you are my favorite. I love you who you are. I ain't gon' try to change it. You are a shooting star. That's why you are my favorite.
I caught her when she fell from heaven. 1 to 10, baby girl's an 11. And I ain't tryna spit no game, but I'm tryna figure out from where you came. Because a style like hers, man, it rarely occurs in a world like this. Only way you ever meet a girl like this. Get up in a spaceship and take that trip. You gotta have a way with words. Even start a combo to get at her. Every other chick becomes a blur. Be my missus, I be your sir. I love her the way she is, the way she are. My shooting star, and I pray that you never change. You stay the same, cuz
I love just who you are. I ain't gonna try to change it. You are a shooting star. That's why you are my favorite. I love just who you are. I ain't gonna try to change it. You are a shooting star. That's why you are my favorite.
In the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. Nah, baby girl, that's a shooting star with your name. I ain't gon' lie. I told a lot of lies and played a lot of games. But with you, it's not the same. For you, I'm a rat. I want you by my side. I feel like them other boys, you really want my murder. I'ma tell you one more time. For you, I'm a grand. You were there through the pain. You stood right by me. Thanks to you, I survived. I guess it's true what they say. Love is blind. We together to the day that we die. Till death do us part. Baby, you my heart. They can take all the houses in the cars. But they'll never take my
I love you who you are. I ain't gon' try to change it. You are a shooting star. That's why you are my favorite. I love you who you are. I ain't gon' try to change it. You are a shooting star. That's why you are my favorite. Favorite, 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 favorite,
Everything in my life ain't what it seems. I wake up just to go back to sleep. I act real shallow, but I'm in too deep. And all I care about is sex and violence. A heavy baseline is my kind of silence. Everybody says that I gotta get a grip, but I let sanity give me the slip. Some people think I'm bonkers, but I just think I'm free. And I'm just living my life, there's nothing crazy about me. Some people pay for thrills, but I get mine for free. Man, I'm just living my life, there's nothing crazy about me.
Bonkers.